This is Debbie Norling again, and I want to talk about a couple of budget-oriented digital recording solutions. First, I want to chat a bit about the Arkos Jukebox Recorder and follow that up with a microphone solution that I have found great. Arkos, A-R-C-H-O-S, makes the recorder that Larry used in his early podcast, the Jukebox Recorder V2. I think V stands for version. But I have something older. I have the Arkos, A-R-C-H-O-S, Jukebox Recorder 10. And there was a Recorder 6, a Recorder 10, a Recorder 15, and a Recorder 20. And all those numbers refer to the gigabytes on the hard disk. There was also a Player 6, 10, 15, and 20. And of course, the players didn't record. Some old main menus have reviews of the players. I have never heard a review of the recorder. Many of you know that the software that makes the Arkos really accessible is Rockbox, which is open source replacement firmware for the Jukebox. What you may not know is that a new version of Rockbox was just released on the 22nd of September, just a few days ago. And that is Rockbox version 2.5. You can go to rockbox.org and download it, rockbox.org. The thing that they've added to 2.5 that's, in my opinion, the niftiest is the ability to do volume-activated recordings. They don't call it voice-activated. The idea is you set the lowest volume level you want, and then if the volume level reaches that, the recording begins, and if the volume level drops below that, the recording stops. So it essentially is voice-activated recording. They still don't have a timer there, so you cannot tell your Arkos, say, to start at 2:30 in the afternoon and stop at 4:10. And that is one of the features I'd like to see. But there's a nice feature request list, and you can see what stuff they're still working on. They still don't have any of the iRiver ports ready, but they are supporting all the Jukebox recorders they've always supported. Another kind of kludgy thing is the voice files that are what makes it the menus talk for blind consumers. They haven't updated the voice files for 2.5, but they do have voice files for the daily build. So I found that if I downloaded the CVS version of the voice files, that it seemed to work fine with 2.5. That's probably not supported, so you're probably on your own figuring out how to get that working, but it wasn't really hard and it worked fine. When I've played with the firmware a little more in 2.5, I may have something more to say about it. One of the problems with my Arkos is that it only has a line in jack. It does not have a microphone amplifier or a microphone in jack. It has the built-in microphone, of course, and we've heard that on some of Larry's earlier podcasts. Mine sounds just like Larry's. But the you have to use an amplifier in order to record on the line in jack. My amplifier I bought 4 years ago, and it was actually a real Arkos microphone amplifier, a little tiny thing that said Arkos microphone amplifier on it. And it seems to have disappeared. I never have seen them on eBay anymore, and I have I do see the Arkos recorders on eBay from time to time. So even if you don't have one and you're looking for a budget recorder solution, that's something to do a persistent search for, because especially these older models, which don't have a microphone jack, are not very popular, and they do sell fairly cheaply on eBay if you keep your eyes open and your watch is persistent. Okay, well, that leads me to my second topic today, which is microphones. And I had these microphones that I was so happily using. And then when Larry started podcasting, I really wanted to do some sound scene tours with him and do a demonstration of them. But my amplifier has a glitch in it, has a short in it. And so it isn't working right, and therefore I cannot demonstrate these microphones and give them justice. So I'm unfortunately going to have to just tell you about them. I thought I'd wait till my amplifier was fixed, but these are Radio Shack mics and they're being phased out. So if we wait any longer, what's going to happen is they won't be available. So these are stealth binaural mics, and what I mean by that is they are so stealth that even Radio Shack doesn't know they're binaural. They're not marketed as binaural, and they don't say anything in the manual about being binaural, but that's how I use them. The microphone is called the Stereo Hands-Free Tie-Clip Electric Mic. That's stereo, new word, hands-free, hyphenated, new word, tie-clip, hyphenated, T-I-E, hyphen C-L-I-P. Electric mic, and mic is M-I-C. And the catalog number is 33-3028. That's 33-3028. Now, it's unclear to me whether or not these are truly discontinued yet. And my guess is that some Radio Shacks have piles of them and some don't. And the ones that don't are going to tell you that they're discontinued, and the ones that want to get rid of their old stock will tell you, oh yeah, we have plenty of them. So I would go to different Radio Shacks and I would tell the manager I was looking for these microphones and see if he could rustle up a pair. Their retail price was $29.99. But again, there are a lot of outlet Radio Shack stores these days. Our local outlet mall has one. And when you go into it, there's the fancy new stuff in the front, but in the back there are these disorganized piles of outlet clearance stuff. And so you might be able to find these microphones in a clearance pile for maybe $10 or $15. Again, make friends with your Radio Shack manager and see if you can pick up one cheap, because they are being phased out, and so you should not have to pay $29.99 for them. Now, these don't sound quite as good as Larry's Sound Professionals mics, but they sound nearly as good. They're certainly good enough for government work. I've taped classes with them, and I've walked around and taped fountains. I particularly like recording fountains. I think fountains give you a good test of the frequency response for a microphone, tell you whether or not it's adequate for your needs. And I'll tell you a bit what they look like. They're really small. And what they come as two stereo mics glued together. The cords are glued together, so the little mics are right next to each other. And they have little black windscreen covers that look a little bit like the earbud covers, but they aren't the same thing. And Radio Shack seems to have an abundant stock of replacement windscreen covers for this mic. Each little microphone has its own little tie clip. And that's just one of those little cheapy metal lapel clips, but there's one for each microphone. Now, to make them into binaural microphones, what you do is you take a razor or a sharp knife and you very carefully slice the cord in half, because it's actually two separate cords that have just been like lightly glued together. And if you slice it in half, you now have two mics, one on each cord. And I carefully peeled mine down, so I have about a foot and a half of separation, about 18 inches of cord on each mic before they come down to the central cord. And because they're not marketed as binaurals, there's no way to clip them to you. But I'm lucky there. I have very long hair. And I just wind some long hair around each microphone and stick them behind my ear and fasten them in place of a pretty hair barrette. And they look just on me like sort of hair decorations. They don't really look like microphones, and many people think they are hair decorations, in fact. I also discovered as a long-haired person that my long hair makes a perfectly good windscreen, so I don't bother with the little foam rubber windscreens on them. If I wrap my hair around the mic effectively enough, I just don't need that. What else to tell you? Ah, these are condenser mics. They come with a battery box. The battery box is about half an inch long, and it has two button batteries in it. And you're supposed to plug the mics into the battery box and plug the long cord, and I mean long, I think it's about 12 feet long cord, from the battery box into whatever your recording unit is. I found I don't like to use them that way. Instead, I ditched the battery box. And I used a Sony MZR37, and I plugged the mics directly into that, and they work fine, because the that mini disc recorder can power condenser mics from its microphone jack. When my R37 got misplaced, and I just don't know where the thing went, I started using it with the Arcos jukebox recorder, and my Arcos amplifier. Well, now my little Arcos amplifier has gone on the fritz. It seems to have a short in it, so I am unable to demonstrate these microphones to you, sadly. I was so looking forward to doing some sound seeing tours, but until I get those the amplifier fixed, I won't be able to do that. Meanwhile, I'm a little concerned that if I wait to tell you about these microphones, you won't be able to find them. So now is the time to see them in the clearance piles at Radio Shack, and I hope all of you on a budget will be able to pick up something that doesn't sound quite as good as Larry's, but almost as good. Thanks for listening.